It's time for your weekly dose of nostalgia with the 80s and 90s Uncensored. I am Milo Dennison.
And I'm Jamie Fenderson. And today we're talking about our favorite Super Nintendo Entertainment System and Sega Genesis games.
Yeah, they both came out around the same time. They were head-to-head competitors for late 80s, most of the 90s. And we played them both. We had games on both. And we got some of the faves, right? I had both.
Yeah.
I had a Genesis.
You had both?
Yeah, I had a Genesis, and then I traded it for a Nintendo.
Oh, see, there were some people who had both, like Timothy.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't actually have both at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah, you go to his place. He had not only these, but he had others, Neo Geos and some craziness, because his parents had a little dough. But normally, people only had one or the other, so you had these kind of rivalries. And I was thinking, because I was looking at our backlog, and we talk about a lot of things. And we talk about stuff like the bombing of the Rainbow Warrior and the miner strike in the UK, and it's all kind of new to us. And the reason is we weren't paying attention to any of that back then because we were playing video games.
Yeah.
And we're playing video games. So we don't talk about video games nearly enough. I looked at our backlog, and it's only like a couple episodes where we talk about video games.
Yeah.
I'm like, for kids who played video games as much as we did, we don't talk about it enough. So we need to stop talking about the Peabody Awards and shit and start talking about Nintendo
Fun
and
stuff.
Sega.
Talk about some video games. Yeah.
And I said this before in one of our last episodes where, and you might have remembered this, but I'm going to say it again for people who are new, haven't heard that episode. You had the triad of Friday nights, right? So you either had the Super Nintendo or the Sega Genesis. You were either Domino's Pizza or a Pizza Hut person.
Yep.
And you either did Coke or Pepsi. So we were a Super Nintendo, Domino's, Pepsi family. And I think I told you this story back then where I met this new friend, Mark, this redheaded stoner rocker kid. And I went to his house and it kind of smelled weird from the get-go when you first walk in. Because he was like, yeah, let's play my Sega Genesis, and I got Pizza Hut, and here's a 2 liter of Coca-Cola. And I'm like, whoa, these people are weird. These are different people. It's a different tribe.
Pizza Hut? What the hell?
Pizza Hut and Coca-Cola with your Genesis. You're way off. This is another tribe, dude. But we did play them both at some point, and I thought we'd talk about, it'd be kind of fun to talk about our favorite games.
Yeah.
So if we have duplicates too, we can say that they're duplicates, and I have backups too. So
I do. I actually picked 3 of each to allow for any backups.
Okay, but we're gonna do 2 each, right?
2 each. Unless we got a bunch of time, then we might as well do our other ones, I guess.
Yeah, we got a bunch of filler. We're gonna be like, oh man, we might
that
as well
quick.
Do our
drag it out a little bit.
So you want to kick us off with your favorite Super Nintendo game?
All right, my first one is gonna be Madden NFL 94. So this came out on Genesis and NES, but I played it on the Nintendo. And they had Madden prior to this, but the 94 was the first one that had the NFL license and could use actual NFL teams. So you'd actually play as the Cowboys, the Seahawks, whoever you wanted to play as, whereas before they were like generic football team names. And there were additional like enhancements to the gameplay and that kind of stuff, but it was the kind of first official NFL one, which, and they've been doing that ever since then. A little statistic on it. It was a bestseller in the US when it came out, and it was rated as 75 out of top 100 games of all time on the IGN website. So IGN rated it 75 out of 100, which, to be honest, I would have thought it'd rate higher than that. But hey, at least it made the top 100.
Yeah, and that was the bomb where you could play your favorite NFL team.
Yeah.
And you could like call your plays and do all that. And Madden, after that, just all the Madden games are like that. It's so cool. And you feel like you're actually like the coach of the team.
Well, that's it. You could play. That was the one where you could start playing a full season as well. So you get your team and you actually play it through to the full season, that kind of stuff. It was pretty sweet.
Yeah. So I kind of went for games that were specific to these consoles.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I would just pick Street Fighter 2 because I love Street Fighter 2 so much. But it was on both consoles. So, but we'll mention that.
My other two were on NES only, if that matters.
Yeah, well, you do whatever you want. I'm just saying what I'm doing.
But I think one of my other two is going to be one of yours. That's why I didn't say it to start off with. So let's see what yours is.
Yeah, so I just want to honorably mention Street Fighter II because I was so good at it. And I told you this story before when I was at the arcade with my friends, my kids' friends, and I was whooping all their asses at Street Fighter II. And they're like, "You're amazing. You're a god." And I'm like, "I know, right?" But I'm going to go with an earlier Super Nintendo game called F-Zero. And this one, if you bought the right bundle, would come with the Super Nintendo along with the Super Mario, the Super Mario Brothers. It's a racing game, and it's these hovercraft, these cool futuristic hovercraft, and you're racing through, and the music's kind of cool and ethereal and futuristic, and the cityscapes were really cool. So it's not quite Blade Runner. Think about if Blade Runner wasn't a dystopia but a utopia. Mm-hmm. Like maybe they cared about the environment and everybody gets along, and it's like these really cool futuristic cityscapes. And it's one of their earlier games, so the graphics are maybe a little pixely and stuff. Came out in 1990, but it was really cool, and you could race around. And what I liked about it was the fact that even like when you made a curve or when you did certain things or when you sped up in certain ways, it would make you just a little bit faster. And so I beat my brother all the time. He doesn't understand how I always beat him, but it's very minute, very small things that you do. And no one would play with me anymore, but I played on my own so that I could just try to get my best time just with my little tricks. And I really dug the cityscape and the music, and I kind of got into their world. So F-Zero, I think an underrated, overlooked racing game for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
I don't think I even know it.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. A lot of people don't. But a lot of people might, though, if they bought the... Our broke asses didn't get the bundle where it just come with your stuff.
No, you get all the cool shit, yeah.
Yeah, but I think it was one of those games that came with the actual system if you got, like, the better bundle. But it's a cool game. Check it out. Check out some videos on it.
All right, I'll do it. Okay, let's switch to Genesis.
Yeah.
All right. My first Genesis one is Dune, The Battle for Arrakis. So this came out in 1993, but oddly enough, I didn't play this till many, many years later, until I was actually in college, and a buddy of mine had a Genesis, and he had this game. And it's kind of like a Sims-style game. So you're just look over, and what you do is you set up a base, and then you slowly build out your base. So you got to build out your little soldiers, and you get more soldiers, and you build out your base. And when you get tough enough, you start then working your way around the planet to attack like one of the other bases. That's kind of the best way I can describe it. It's very Sims-ish. And yeah, you just build up your base, you get your little stuff, and it's, I don't know why, but I played this a lot back then, and this was like well after the game came out. This would have been mid to late 90s, I guess. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. Very basic graphics, and it's all in like, and it's very consistent. It's like you click on your little group of soldiers, and you tell them where you want them to go, and they're like, "Moving, yes sir, moving," you know. And it's just yeah,
do as you're told.
Exactly.
And you're like, yeah, I'm the Lord of Dune. Yeah.
Do what I say.
The Arrakis is mine.
Now go attack this little base over here. Yes.
And they're like, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
you
pretty much
so
it.
You feel so powerful, right?
Yeah, so I played that a lot. It was fun.
So my Sega Genesis game, I don't know if you have this on your list, but let me know if you do. Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 because...
Because it comes with it?
I don't know if it came with it or not. So I like the original Sonic. So Sonic the Hedgehog is to Sega what Mario is to Nintendo. So they came out with Sonic the Hedgehog. And I think the first one would come with the Sega Genesis, just like Mario would come with the Super Nintendo. So Sonic the Hedgehog was Sega's Mario. And I think he's a good contender with Mario because he's really cool. The level play is really cool, and the music is really cool, and he rolls up into this little ball, and he goes around in loops, and you could almost feel in the gameplay how he kind of speeds up and slows down like a real like pinball would do. And I thought Sonic the Hedgehog 2 was even better because he had a little buddy come with him named Knuckles, like a little fox dude. And then you're like you could play with another player who could be Knuckles, and you could do two players. But if you did one player, Knuckles still like kind of hung out with you and it was around you like a little AI Knuckles, right? So you had a little friend, and he'd roll up into a ball and get the coins and go up into the loops and all this kind of stuff, too. And you're trying to, you know, do all your thing and get to Dr. Robotnik. And I think it's just very unique gameplay. Sonic is, just like Mario, is very unique gameplay with its jumping and its hitting the blocks. This is more like you're playing as if you were a pinball and you're going around in the levels, and it's very unique gameplay. So I think Sonic is a good answer to Mario. And that's why he's got his own movie and stuff too, because it's really cool. It's great gameplay. He has his own cartoon. He has his own movie. But I have to say Sonic 2 was even better than the first, because he got a little buddy that you could play, you know, he kind of like his own little Luigi. But
his own Luigi, yeah. Yeah, Sonic was a neat game because you're right. It's a perfect comparison to Mario, but like Sonic was always more fast paced, right? Because you'd build up a little, you'd get him in the little ball, build up some speed, and shoot him off at something. And to whereas Mario was pretty consistently paced. You know, you got him big or you got him small, you jumped and did the stuff. But Sonic was much more faster paced, in my opinion.
Yeah, it was. And it wasn't, the gameplay wasn't a direct clone of Mario. Mm-hmm. That would have been a mistake if they did something just like Mario. But it was. It was faster pace, and you had to get momentum in order to do certain things. So the gameplay was still that kind of scroll and jump and that whole deal, but it was very different in its way. Yeah. And yeah, that came out in November 92. And I just think Sonic's a cool game for the Genesis, and it's something... I don't know, you can get it on other things now, but back then you could only get it on the Genesis. So this was a good enticement for getting a Genesis, was the fact that Sonic was a pretty cool game.
Yeah, totally. Well, my next NES one is definitely NES only, and that would be Super Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah.
Loved that game. Came out in 1992, 1993, depending on like where you were in the world. Sold 8.76 million copies worldwide. Fourth best-selling SNES game of all time. And it's basically, it's a little racing game. So you got your little Mario Karts and you're racing around. But what was fun about this game is the fact that you could attack other racers, right? So you'd get little power-ups. Right. You'd grab a turtle shell and you could shoot it at somebody. And so there was a combination of like and speed boosts and all this other stuff. And it was a really fun game to play with other people.
Yeah, and that's so, right. It was a very social game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You'd go over to somebody's house if you had it. You'd sit there. You ordered your Domino's or whatever it was you got. And you'd race against each other and just be up all night playing Super Mario Kart. It was so much fun. And like... It wasn't like you could be an adult, you could be a kid. It didn't really matter. That was the nice thing about it, too, because adults could play it, even though it was kind of kid-focused, because you still got to, like, shoot shit at your friends and beat them in a race. But, you know, it wasn't ultra-violent or anything. You just knocked everybody off the board.
Yeah, it's like, you know, go-karts on acid.
Yeah.
It was a lot. That was a fun game. And you could play the different characters who had different little powers or weapons or whatever. And it's always fun. Like you might be racing and you're really into it. And all of a sudden your mom, because my mom played this stuff too. She'd jump in front of you with her princess. Yeah. And all of a sudden she throws like one of those banana peels at you and wipes you out. You're like, Mom!
Yeah.
That was mean! And then you come back and you shoot her with like the little turtle shell. You'd be like, take that, Mom! Revenge! Yep.
Yeah, that's what made it so much fun.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. That's a good choice. I think I have a lot of fond memories playing that game. It's a spectacular game. It's a unique game too because they had the racing mode, but they also had the just go and like battle each other mode. Like you just be in this big kind of circle. You're just like go throw turtle shells at each other, try to whack each other up.
Yeah, well, that's the thing because there were racing games, right, with car racing, but they were just more racing in the way you would with a car. This took it kind of more to a like fighting and racing game, and I don't know if anyone did anything like that prior to Mario Kart, and certainly after Mario Kart, all the other systems would come up with their own version of this because that's how much fun it was.
Yeah. No, good choice. So my choice for the next Super Nintendo game is Donkey Kong Country. Hmm. This came out later. This came out in 1994. So the Super Nintendo Sega War was at its peak. So the whole 16-bit thing. But Sony was coming out with its PlayStation sort of at the time, or at least saying they were, which was like a 32-bit thing, which did a lot better with like 3D graphics. So 94 was a very competitive year. And so they came out, I guess they were originally going to like, they conceived this game for like the future for like Nintendo 64. But the company that made this game, Rare, they did a lot of work into rendering three-dimensional graphics in this 16-bit system. So if you look at Donkey Kong, it's one of the most three-dimensional games, if not the most three-dimensional game that came out on the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. It was kind of groundbreaking at the time what they could do with the 3D graphics, with still using the same system. And the gameplay was a lot of fun. Again, you had your little buddy with you, so Donkey Kong Jr., and you go around and you're basically kind of fighting with these crocodile baddies. But it looked amazing because it was rendered in a really kind of 3D style, and the gameplay was awesome. And I really liked it as well because they rebooted Donkey Kong. So they hadn't really done much with him since he was like kind of like the ape that Mario had to go, you know,
go up the
thing. And they didn't do much with him. But this is kind of the modern Donkey Kong, the one you think about now, the one that was in the Mario Brothers movie recently. So they really rebooted the character as well. So I like the game. I like the gameplay. I like the music in the game. But I also like the innovation that they had. And I also like that they reintroduced and kind of rebooted a character in a good way, in a superior way, unlike today where they reboot stuff and it sucks. They rebooted Donkey Kong, and he was even more epic than ever. So Donkey Kong Country was pretty innovative. 1994, it came out in kind of the later years of the Super Nintendo's run, but it did the Super Nintendo justice and kept them in the game.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people played that. What are we on to? Back to the Genesis?
Yeah, we're going back to our last ones for the Sega.
All right.
Sega!
So I'm going
to
go...
Remember that, where it used to do that?
Yeah.
It used to go... Sega! In the kind of computer, Apicalego. How do you say that? Apego?
Yeah, that's how you say that.
The totally. Barber shop.
Quartet.
And they go, Sega! Avocado.
See, the problem is now you've messed me up, so I keep... wanting to say it the way you're saying it, and I can't say it. Can't say it correctly. A cappella.
That's it.
There we go. So I'm going to go Afterburner 2. You probably remember it from the arcade. So This was a fun arcade. Well, Afterburner and Afterburner 2, because Afterburner 2 came out like right after the first one, and it just had a few game enhancements changes that with the second one, which made that a little bit better. Like, it had a bit more throttle control. It had some new levels and new missiles and that kind of stuff.
Is that the one with the fighter jet?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And you have basically your machine gun and your missiles, and it's done in the third-person point of view. So most of the games like this were you were inside the cockpit. This one wasn't like that. You actually were back behind it, and the graphics are really quite terrible by modern standards. But the arcade version was a lot of fun because you actually sat in the chair and you had kind of like the large screen and stuff. And then they converted that to the home version. And I played that tons because, one, it's an F-14, which was the coolest fighter jet ever after watching Top Gun. And just the bad guys just would swarm at you sometimes. And you're like, how do I get? And when you get shot, you just do this thing where you kind of like smoke and then crash to the ground kind of thing as you died. So it was just a lot of fun. I really enjoyed playing that.
I remember the arcade game for sure. The arcade game was the bomb. And I think it was even a little more, like, you had to have a few more quarters for it because it was kind of immersive.
Yeah.
But it was a bomb. Like, you'd hear Kenny Loggins in your head, like, as you're playing this. You're like, the danger zone. You're like, yeah, get some. I got a bogey on my tail, Goose. But I didn't know they came out with a Sega version, like a whole version.
They did. It was a lot of fun. And you watch the gameplay now and you're like, oh, those are terrible graphics. But back then it was just so much fun. And just the way the jet moved and stuff as you're shooting, because the bad guys would come at you from like behind you in the sides and the sides of the screen, and they would come at you from all these different directions. And you just kind of do this back and forth as you're flying left, right, shoot. And you were limited in the amount of missiles you could get until you had to, like, have a refuel, basically, and get restocked on them. It was cool.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. I never played it on the home version, but now I feel like I missed out. So my other one for the Sega Genesis is one that only came out on the Genesis called Echo the Dolphin.
Now, I know the game you're talking about. Go ahead.
What's so damn funny?
It's a silly game. Like, I totally remember that game. Like,
it is kind of silly.
Visually, it's really well done, but it's a very silly game.
But it's. I think it's because it's kind of silly. It's very unique. So you're a dolphin.
Yeah.
And you're swimming around, and you're like chilling out with other, you know, life in the ocean. The gameplay is, and I guess they study dolphins. So the movements were very dolphin-like. And it gets kind of weird because you're just kind of hanging out, but then you're all alone because something happens to your pod. And then there's time travel or something. I don't remember the whole thing. And then you go to Atlantis and you got there's a library of glyphs to decipher. And you're swimming around doing all this weirdness. And this music's kind of cool, and I guess it's kind of Pink Floyd inspired. I think if you smoke a lot of weed, this was probably great, but I'm just weird as it was, so I liked it. And it won a lot of awards, and it won a whole bunch of awards, because I guess it was unique, but it was also, as far as gameplay goes, they put a lot into it. The technology and the graphics and the way the Echo moves. But I
remember
that.
I do remember the way the dolphin moved was very cool. You know?
Yeah, and you had to push the button to flap your tail, and you had to speed up a little bit, or you could slow down. It was very kind of a natural in the water kind of feel. And if you like to chill, like, this is a good chill game. It's not super fast paced all the time, and you feel like you're just kind of chilling out in an aquarium. And it's got this ethereal music going on, and you're just kind of this dolphin, and you're going on an undersea adventure, and that, it's a weird game, but I dig it because it's soothing, it's cathartic to play this game. In fact, I would want to play this game now and just like light some candles and shit, and maybe have a glass of wine and just play Echo the Dolphin and just chillax. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I could get that.
I don't know you. You think I did goofy, check, well, and you're not wrong.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the dolphin doesn't have any guns. He's not shooting anybody. He's just like swimming.
But you hit.
The
but he does have attacks. So you go, and he has these like, he bops people with it. He bops other things with his head, or he blasts them with his echo.
Oh yeah,
stuff.
That's right. He does,
it's not like
he's
bubbly, helpless,
echoey thing or something. Yeah,
he's got this echo attack, and he's got this headbutt attack. It's not like he's completely helpless. It's not like you're just floating around in the ocean doing nothing. You could still kick ass, but it's just kind of weird. But he still has all that kind of cool powers, and you can still defend yourself. But yeah, I just think it's a weird game, but it's, I remember it being kind of cathartic in a way, and it's a break from all the fast paced kind of stuff. So I'm going with Echo the Dolphin. I think it's very unique.
It's a good choice. Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I was just surprised because you didn't.
Well, you laughed. You were making fun of me. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you, dude. You don't even know.
It's like, why would you play a game where you don't get to shoot anybody? Come on,
you,
man.
But you get to blast people with your echo
I guess.
Action, and you get to headbutt them with your big with your dolphin head.
Dolphin nose.
So it's cool. And you should, again, go look at some videos and reintroduce yourself to Echo the Dolphin, because it's pretty cool.
All right.
You can laugh all you want. It's a good game.
Okay, if you say so. Why did you not choose Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for your SNES one? Because wasn't that an SNES only game?
It might have been.
I thought it was.
I know the Turtles. I think the one that came out was what, Turtles in Time for the Super Nintendo.
No, I'm thinking of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the 87. Was that
No, that wasn't Super Nintendo.
That was regular Nintendo. Yeah, that was the.
Yep.
That
was regular Nintendo.
That's probably why. Because you didn't pick it. Because I was totally, I'm like, I bet you James. Because when I was looking at games, I'm like, I just saw TMNT pop up.
Yeah, that was Turtles in Time, which was also a cool game.
But not as cool as the other one.
This was hard to do because I could sit here and just pick. Yeah. Do you want to do honorable mentions before we end this?
Yeah, let's do it real quick. Double Dragon for the Sega Genesis. They came out with the Nintendo version as well, but the Genesis version was better because the Nintendo version was like less violent in some way, if I remember correctly. It was more like family friendly, whereas this one was much more. And I liked the moves, like with some of the other games, like, you know, because they were all this kind of the same, like Streets of Rage, Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter. But for some reason, this one I liked the best out of all of them. It wasn't super challenging to do the special moves, and it was just a fun game. I liked it.
Yeah, and the Genesis did have the reputation for being, quote-unquote, a little more violent. So even the Mortal Kombat had a few more pixels of blood and maybe some moves that the Super Nintendo didn't have. Which is funny, because back then, that was kind of a big deal.
Yeah, now it's like nothing. All right, what else you got?
Mario Paint.
Mario Paint.
So the Super Nintendo tried to introduce a mouse with their console, which didn't really take off. But the one thing it did work well with was Mario Paint. So you could do art, and you could even make like Mario music. Hmm. So I spent hours like making my own little, putting the little things on the scale and making my own little Mario music. It was the bomb. Mario Paint.
Hmm. Yeah, I never played it. You're going for all the like soothing stuff. You got swimming dolphins and Mario Paint.
I'm like the Bob Ross of video games, man. What's going on here?
All right. Well, let's wrap it up there, folks. Let us know what your favorite SNES or Genesis games were from when you were a kid. Jump over to our podcast page on our website and shoot us a message. And with that, we will say we are out of here to go surf eBay to track ourselves down a working SNES or Genesis system to play us some fun games.